Hello? Please answer. Hello? Is anybody home? Please, I need help. Hello, sir? Hi, I'm so sorry for bothering you so late at night. I'm having car trouble and my phone is dead and I don't know cars. I just could I use your phone? Please, I'm stuck out here. Oh, hi. Yeah, if I could just use your phone, that would be fantastic. I'm not quite sure what's wrong with it. I think I might have run over something and it's trapped under the car. It's making a weird sound and it's really freaking me out. I don't think I could drive it any further. Oh, you'll take a look at it? Thank you so much. I don't know what I would do without you. I don't know anything about cars, honestly. Here, it's right over here. Thank you so much again. Oh, you can't really see anything. A flashlight. Oh, I think I have one in my trunk. Here, just give me one second. Oh, no, I don't really drive over here too often. I'm actually moving right now. Yeah. It's actually a funny story. Maybe I could tell you about it a little bit later. See what I meant by later? Oh, I'm so sorry about your head. Yeah, I really thought that would have knocked you out. It does in the movies. This is a little awkward. I'm sorry. No, my car is fine. Don't worry about it. That's the least of your troubles right now. Oh no, don't move. You don't want me to hit you again, do you? Here, just let me tie you up really quick. Perfect. Why am I doing this? Like I said, it's a funny story. I'll tell you about it a little bit later. I just want to get us out of the road for now. You never know who could drive by. Then again, this is a pretty rural area. Why do you live out here? Oh, it doesn't matter. Here, if you could stand up just a little bit, that would really help me. I'm not sure if I can fully pick you up and put you in my trunk. Oh, you're gonna be difficult now? You're gonna start thrashing. Okay, well, I didn't want to use this, but guess I'm gonna have to. No, stop struggling. Just take a nap. Go to sleep. My God. Are you serious? Can you please cut it out? I'm trying to focus on driving here. Fine, I'll pull over. Are you gonna keep this up the whole trip? Because it's kind of a 4-hour drive, and I really hate to say it, but you don't look like you drink too much milk. I'm pretty sure with all the kicking you're doing in my trunk, you're gonna damage your ankles before you damage anything else. Why are you talking like I can hear you right now? You have duct tape on. Okay, you know what? Here. cramped. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're cramped, darling. But, that's tough. You're just gonna have to deal with it. What do you mean, why? Are you stupid? I don't mean that in a rude way, but it's not like you can just sit in the front seat and give me directions, right? I mean, what? Duh, I think you're gonna run. Anybody would run in a situation like this. Oh, not you. What makes you so different? You wanted to be kidnapped? I don't even know what to say to that other than, you must really think I'm dumb. What do you mean? You are being serious? Okay, sure. Yeah, totally. Let me just untie you. No, I'm serious. Sit up. Okay. And just wiggle your way out of the trunk. Okay, do you have good footing there? All right. I will just untie you. And there. You're free to make your way to the front seat now. But I'll warn you, if you run, I'll kill you. Did he seriously just get in the front seat? What is wrong with this dude? Why aren't you running? Because you said you wouldn't. That's a really lame reason. What's the real reason you aren't running? You have nothing to run to. Okay, yeah, let me just start the car and let's get going then. You know, no offense, but you are a pretty weird dude. Yeah, if I had known that you would be so okay with me, like, kidnapping you, I would have done it sooner. Why did I kidnap you? I don't know. It's complicated. Oh, you want me to tell you about myself? What kind of small talk is that? Is this what friends do on a road trip? I don't know really where to start. Oh, you'll go first. Darling, no offense, and I would love to hear you talk in general, but I pretty much know everything about you. Yeah, I mean, I didn't just do this out of the blue. I've been following you for, gee, how long has it been? 2 months? Maybe three? Something like that. No, yeah, time flies when you're having fun. So yeah, I pretty much know everything. What do you mean I couldn't possibly know everything? I know everything about you. I know what color sheets you prefer on your bed. I know what your favorite snack is. And I know what you say your favorite snack is. It is not the same, by the way. I know your favorite TV shows. I know your internet history. Yeah, you should really be more careful about which emails you click on. I mean, you never know which ones are being bugged. Oh, is that embarrassing for you? No, don't worry. I didn't see anything too weird. I mean, but I did see everything. Don't be ashamed. I mean, plenty of people have thought about doing it in public before. It doesn't make you weird. Gosh, why are you so embarrassed? You're like glowing red right now. You know, my dear, you're gonna have to learn how to be more comfortable with me. After all, we're gonna be living together. Oh, you don't think you ever could? That's cute. Why don't we test that? Why did I pull over? Well, let's just call it exposure therapy. I'm gonna get closer to you, and you're gonna have to get comfortable with it. Sound good? Oh, don't answer. That was a rhetorical question. You don't really have a choice. I mean, you could run, but then I'd kill you. So, why don't you hop in the back seat, and let's get started. All right. So I'm gonna get really close to your face like this, and you're gonna have to learn how to control your heartbeat and try to calm down, okay? All right. So I'm gonna get really close to you. How do you feel? Nervous? Why would you be nervous? It's just us. And I already decided that I love you the way you are, so you've nothing to be nervous about with me. Okay? You know, your eyes are really beautiful. This close up. Did you know that? Okay. Let me get just a little bit closer. How do you feel now? We're almost touching lips. Let me feel your chest. Skin is so warm. And wow, your heart is beating so fast. Baby, don't be nervous with me. You have nothing to be afraid of. Wow. That was unexpected. You're skipping steps. Yes, you are. We weren't supposed to do that yet. Aren't you eager? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that like your first kiss? It was, wasn't it? I mean, you not answering is telling me everything I need to know. And you wanted to do your first kiss in the back of my car? How scandalous. You know, you're supposed to take me out on a date first. I mean, that's fine. I've never been one for, taking things one step at a time, as I'm sure you know. I just didn't think that you were the same way. Oh, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Here, I'll take lead for a little bit, and when you're comfortable, you can start taking lead. Does that sound good? It does? Oh, I'm glad. So, lean back a little bit. Yeah, back into the seat. And I will just get on your lap. You already seem a little bit excited, my dear. Am I wrong? I mean, there's a part of you that says it's a very hard yes. Okay. So what you're going to do first, give me your hand. You know, I never thought I would actually see the day that I'd get to hold your hand. Okay. So I know this is kind of your first time. I'll lead you through it, and I'll show you where your hand should be. So while we're close like this, really supposed to put your hands on my hips. Yeah, there. And while we're kissing, if you feel like you need a little more friction, you move the hips. Okay, so put your hands on my hips and I'll kiss you. And don't be nervous to move me, okay? No, it's okay. Hey, look at me. It's okay. You're gonna make mistakes like that. That's fine. You can make mistakes with me. I love you, and this won't change that. Okay? So, let's try again. Good job. Keep moving me like that, okay? That's a little fast, don't you think? No. It's okay. It's so cute that you're so eager. Okay, stop. Good job. You're doing good so far, but I think maybe you need a little more than this. Right? Do you feel like you're ready to move on to the next big step? Oh, you want to skip some steps? Okay. Unzip your pants then. Oh, come on, baby. You cannot be blushing like that over just simple words. Come on. You can't be nervous at that when we're about to do so much more. Unzip your pants. Or do you want me to unzip them with my teeth? It is kind of cute seeing you flustered, I'll admit. Here, I'll do it for you. Okay. Let me just feel you to make sure you're ready for this. All right? Yeah, I think you're good. Now listen. I do need to tell you something before we move on, and it's important. Okay, so listen up. You know how when a girl loses her virginity, it kind of hurts a little bit? Yeah, the same thing can happen for guys. So you're gonna want to do this slow. If not for my sake, definitely for yours. Okay? I don't want you to hurt yourself. And if it hurts too much, then we can do something else. But listen to your body, okay? Okay. Here, let me kick my pants off. Thank you. Yeah, I actually bought this underwear specifically for this, so I'm glad you think it's cute. I will admit, though, that I cheated a little bit, and I may or may not have looked at the photos you liked. Yeah, sorry. I just wanted this to be magical. I did not think we would be doing this in the back of my car. Oh, it's okay. I'm happy this is happening too. Okay. So, I'm gonna pull it out of your underwear. If you get too nervous, just let me know. Wow. Okay. No, it's... I'm sorry, it's just a little... It's a little bigger than what I've seen. Yeah, so I looked through the photos on your phone, and you take really bad angles. So this is a little bit surprising. All right, yeah, no, I can make it work. Here, I'm gonna slowly put it in, and you just tell me if it's too much, okay? How are you feeling? Not bad. Okay. I'm gonna go a little bit more. Okay. More. All right. Yes. quite fill me up. It's just intoxicating. Oh, you think you're ready to take lead? That's cute. I don't think you are, though, love. Well, when you say it like that. Sure. Here, move slow. Keep it in, but move slow. Okay. Just lay me down until my back is on the seat. All right. Let's see what you think you got. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Darling. You do not have to do it that hard. No, I love your enthusiasm, but you're gonna bruise something. Please, just a little softer. Okay? I love you. And look at me in my eyes while you do it, please. Thank you. With you. More than I thought I did before. Can you feel it too? You can? Oh, darling. That makes me so happy. How are you feeling? Okay, no pain? Good. Oh, you feel pressure? Like you're gonna... It's okay. If you do, then you do. That's fine. Alright? We can fuck more later. Okay? So don't feel pressure to be perfect right now. You're still learning. Did good. I'm impressed. Oh, don't get embarrassed. Don't look away. Look at me. I love you. You did great. Now, get dressed. We need to keep driving. We still have like 3 hours and 40 minutes left in our drive.